Hello?
Hi. I'm looking to speak with Nathaniel.
Max is speaking.
Yes, you may. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions about concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. But first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Now, I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain? Probably?
Certain. Definitely certain. Definitely.
Okay. And what year were you born?
68.
And what is your race?
African-American.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction? Or do you feel that have gotten pretty serious, off on the wrong track?
I would say probably off on the wrong track.
And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you feel that things have gone off on the right track or the wrong track?
Overall, it's always definitely good for improvement.
Okay. With the following, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning favorable, 0 meaning unfavorable, and 50 meaning that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, neutral. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Bill Parcell, from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
You say from what scale, from what?
0 to 100. Yes, sir.
I would say 100.
What about Shavonda Schumer?
I would say 100.
And what about Tammy Murphy?
I would say 100.
And what about Andy Kim?
Who is that?
Andy Kim.
100.
And what about Andre Syed?
Andre Syed?
No, Andre Syed. You spell his last name S-A-Y-E-G-R.
100.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you, would you say disapprove or approve of the job Bill Parcell is doing as your member of Congress?
Approve.
A strongly approve or somewhat approve?
A strongly approve.
And would you say Bill Parcell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year? Or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
I would say him.
And, okay, and if the Democratic primary elections for the U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Tammy Murphy, for whom would you vote for?
Say them again. What's the name?
I have Mr. Andy Kim, Bob Menendez, and Tammy Murphy.
Tammy Murphy.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andre Syed, Shavonda Schumer, or Bill Parcell, for whom would you vote for?
Bill Parcell.
And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Parcell and Andre Syed, for whom would you vote for?
Bill Parcell.
And thank you for your patience. You're doing great. Now, I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely to vote for that candidate, support that candidate. Here's the first one. Andre Syed has been the mayor for Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Syed has secured over $1 billion in new investment for Patterson, including restoring Hatchcliff Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. After hearing this, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, little likely, or not likely at all to support Andre?
I would support him.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely, sir?
Much more likely.
Okay. The other one says Bill Parcell is a New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress who has established himself as one of the leaders, congressional voices, on practicing Medicare and Social Security for our seniors. Now, he has used his position to fight for a tax policy far to New Jersey's taxpayers and international trade agreement that looks out for the American worker. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little likely, or not likely at all to vote for Bill?
Most likely. More likely.
Okay. The other one says Shavonda Schumer is a state assemblywoman and stunt advocate for the job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Are you much more likely, somewhat, a little likely, or not likely at all to vote for Shavonda?
More likely.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. After hearing this information, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Andre Syed, Shavonda Schumer, and Bill Parcell, for whom would you vote for?
Bill Parcell.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if you're much more likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not likely at all to support the candidate for Congress. Here's the first one. Shavonda Schumer is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and became part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up and taxes has gone up. Traffic has gotten worse and our kids' schools continue to suffer. Does this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all likely to vote for her?
More likely.
The other one says, with Andre Syed as mayor, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control. And due to Syed's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not likely at all to vote for him?
Name him again, I'm sorry.
It's Andre Syed.
Yeah. I'm saying, what was the answer?
Here's the options. I have much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not likely at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. This one here says Bill Parcell is 87-year-old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years. Parcell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create a room for progress. It seems it's time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Are you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Bill Parcell?
I'm still supportive, more likely.
Much more or less, or somewhat?
I'll say somewhat.
Okay. The other one says, despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass culture among Palestinians and civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Parcells has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel's and Palestine. Does this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support?
Somewhat likely to support.
Somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. And thank you so much. Now we are starting to wrap this up. After hearing that information... Okay. And after hearing that information, let me ask you again if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andre Sayet, Shavonda Schumer, or Bill Parcells, for whom would you vote for?
Bill Parcells.
And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Parcells and Andre Sayet, for whom would you vote for?
Bill Parcells.
The following questions are for statistic purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school. Well, 2 years of college, but not no degree.
Okay. And what is your religion background?
Christian.
Evangelical Christian or Catholic Christian?
Non-denomination. I don't know if that's on that.
Okay. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arabic or Middle Eastern descent?
No.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your night. Thank you very much.